Praise God. Certainly, we have been having a very good time here this morning. Hallelujah. And while you catch your breath, we are going to begin to look into what the Lord has for us today. Amen. Most Heavenly Father, thank you for today, Lord God. Thank you for this word, Lord God. We thank you right now for your precious to the Holy Spirit as we go into your word. Thank you so much, God, for the word, this time that we do not take lightly, Lord God. Be in charge, Lord God. Have me to say what you would have me to say, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. Please forgive us for our sins and cover us with your blood even now, Lord God. You are in charge truly, Lord God, and we thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
God is still in charge.
Amen. Thank God. So y'all ready for the word now? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to continue on now. We have been talking about keeping in the same spirit of our lay pastor about laying up treasures. And we talked about that and what laying up treasures is. And then we started going over into the book of Timothy. And we, our main verse has and still is, if you want to turn to the book of Timothy, chapter 1. And I'm going to read it again, but our main passage is in another place. I'm just going to read it again. I'll read verses 6 and 7 of Timothy chapter. Well, actually, I'm going to go up to verse 5. Start at verse 5 and go to verse 7 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. When you have it, say amen. Praise God. It says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God that is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let's say verse 7 together. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about fear. And we've been talking about the antithesis to fear or the opposite of fear, which is faith. And I've been coaching you and letting you know what faith is. And we've been talking about faith, and I'm going to go back over it again because I've had a couple requests to go back over it. And then we're going to go into what we want to talk about today, which is the first, the thing after fear, it says, but of power, which is we want to get into power today. But just to recap, I've spoken about in a couple of sermons entitled No Fear, Just Faith. We know, first of all, we define faith as the substance of things hoped for, right? The evidence of things not seen. We talked about that. We believe before we see, knowing that God is going to do his great work in our lives. Amen. We also have learned that faith says what God can do, and fear says what God cannot do. So we're concentrating on what God can do. We are learning to watch our vocabularies. Amen. I've listened to the testimonies, and I am hearing that everybody's faith is increasing. I'm listening to the way that you're speaking about your problems in your life and how that you are speaking in faith. A lot less negativity and a lot more faith in our vocabulary. Amen. Faith says what God can do. we're changing our vocabulary and we're speaking positive things and we're thinking positive things. We've also learned that faith is fueled by prayer so that it does not fail. We have our example with Peter and how that Jesus told him that he was praying for him because he wanted Peter's faith to fail not. Amen. He knew Peter was going to be tempted and his faith was going to get a little shaky for a minute when he got taken away by the soldiers. So Jesus told him that he was praying for him that his faith will fail not. And then we also learn that faith in the book of James is mobilized by singleness of mind, that we must be single in our mind and in our faith, thinking only positive things, knowing that God is going to do what he says that he's going to do, and not to be double-minded, not to waver, because we know that if we do that, we cannot receive anything from the Lord, and we shouldn't think that we will. That's what James said. Don't even think that you shall receive anything from the Lord. We must be single in our minds. And a single mind, a whole mind, a mind that is focused on what God can do, saying what God can do, is also a mind that can then hear, because you're not all over the place in your mind. You're hearing the one voice of God. And a mind, a single mind, hears the word. And then that single mind in the book of James shows us that single mind can then do, because the mind has heard. And then you do, and you don't forget what the word has said. Like a man, like James says, like a man who looks in the mirror and then turns around and doesn't remember the word. And then once that single mind is doing the word, then that single mind is then manifesting fruit, works, realized because of the faith that is in that person. That person with that single mind is then doing and laying up those treasures that we are going to be and are doing, feeding the hungry and visiting the sick and assisting the poor, widowed, and orphaned. We then are people who can be found to have faith in the earth when Jesus comes back. Jesus asked the question, when he comes, will he find faith in the earth? And at Love United, most certainly, he will find it here. Amen. That's a recap of what we have been learning over the last couple of weeks. Now, what I want you to realize today, as we look into this word, as we look into verse 7 of 2 Peter, and move on to our main verse for the day. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Today, we are going to look into how that faith and power work hand in hand. This is what I want you to remember today, is that you must realize that faith and power work hand in hand. There are several instances where we can learn this. We can deduct this. The Bible says in the book of Acts that Stephen, and it's in chapter 6 and verse 8, was full of faith and power and did great wonders and miracles among the people. Faith and power work together. Another instance is, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11 through 12, where it says, wherefore also we pray always, that word is again pray, for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you hear the faith and the power together? It said, and the work of faith with power. That's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11 through 12. The power that I'm speaking of is from the Lord, of course, and it works from the inside out. Paul prayed for the Ephesians in chapter 3 and verse 16, and he said that he was praying for the Ephesians, and he said he wanted it to be that God would grant them, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by God's Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in their hearts by faith. Once again, we hear faith, and this word they use is might or power. He wanted them to be strengthened with might. He wanted them to have Christ dwell in their hearts by faith. It lets us know that our power, again, is from the Lord, and it's from the inside out. It lets us know that no matter how wonderful we think we are in and of ourselves, how beautiful, how well established we are in our lives, we are not doing any of this by ourselves. We may be excellent planners. We may have awesome talent, but God is the one that is giving us the power to do it. He is the one igniting us into service. It is not us. Amen. Is there anybody that thinks that you're good enough to do it on your own? No. No. We know better, right? It's God working in us a great thing. And with power, we shall do it. Amen. We want to do it with power. We could do it okay without trusting God, but we can do it much better in his power. Amen. Because power is an exponential thing, right? We can walk somewhere. That'll get us there if it's 20 miles away. We can ride a bike there. That'll get us there. That's a little work, but we'll get there a little faster than when we walk, right? But if you have a Porsche, you'll get there a lot faster. Amen? A whole lot faster. We want to do things with power. Amen? Power in the Lord. Let us go to our main verses. I found it so great that Jeff was talking about these verses this morning. And we don't do our devotional time is our personal time with the Lord at home, so I had no idea really what he was doing. In Ephesians chapter 6, I'm going to begin at verse 10. I'm going to read all the way to verse 16. And again, we're still talking about that faith and power, they work hand in hand. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now pay attention to verse 16. It says, above all, take the shield of faith. We're talking about faith today, aren't we? It says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Are you getting it? It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And then in verse 16, it says, above all, you got to do a lot of things. You got to put on some armor. But above all, this is how important faith is. He named a lot of things you got to put on. But he said, above all, take the shield of faith. Don't skip the others. But really, that shield of faith is real important. You must be full of faith, and you must remember that you have some power. Every day that you wake up, you have to be fully aware that God is in charge and that you have the power to get through your day. And you may say, well, I know that. Yes, you do. But this is the thing. When you get up and you start going through that day, that faith gets tested. And sometimes we begin to act like we're powerless in the day because our reaction to the situation is not always in faith. We get up, and it starts out okay for some of us. Some of us get a little peaceful moment. Some of us don't. And you're going. Some of us, they get the peaceful day. We're feeling pretty good about our day until something happens, and then you get your test. Other ones of us, we don't even get a chance if we don't get up before the rest of the family. They start bombing us right at the beginning, right, with drama. Whatever's going on. We're not saying the people in your lives are bad, but what are we fighting? We're fighting in the spirit. So the devil will use anything and anyone at any time. And if you happen to make it through your morning, by the time you get to work, there's probably something going on there. And then if you get through the whole day real good, maybe something's going to meet you at home. But one thing is for sure, we're in spiritual warfare all day long, all day. And you may be externally looking like everything is going okay, and maybe God gave you a day where people aren't doing anything, but you know what? Who oftentimes we're our own worst enemy because of the words that we listen to over and over again in our minds. Sometimes our faith can't get past what's going on in our mind. And we allow the devil to defeat us in our minds. And nobody's doing anything to us on the outside. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Your day must be full of faith and power. You must remember to put on the whole armor. But above all, and I could go over it all, but that's not what the Lord's telling me to do. I'm emphasizing faith today. Above all, remember what we have learned about faith. And remember, above all, you must put on that shield of faith. Why? It says, because wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts. To quench the fiery darts. So let's think about that. If you must put the shield of faith on every day, it's your way of making it through your day. It means that it's your offensive piece. It means that you're going to have that shield ready, right? You're not going to wait until you see the darts before you try to pick up on some faith, right? You're going to have it ready. That means that if the word of God says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, it means that the word of God is a priority in your life. That means that you're going to be so built up in your faith that when the enemy comes towards you, you're already ready. That means that if you are a Christian who is naming the name of Jesus, then your day ought to have a whole lot of Jesus in it. All the games we play, they're fun. I have words with friends, buddies. I love that. But I know, as a minister, I can't play words with friends 12 hours a day. I can't. We go days before they hear me from me again. The thing will remind me it's been 7 days, and Emmanuel is waiting for you to do your move. Sharonda, you know, they're my words of friends buddies, right? But I can't, because when the devil come at me, words of friends is not going to help me. Even if I remember everything on the board, nothing in words of friend is going to help me fight when evil people walk up to me and start trying to mess up my day. Nothing. Nothing on the Wii. Less dance, all that stuff the kids like to do. Which brings me to another point. Bible time with the children. That's important. The Wii is fun, but not 12 hours a day. And me and Jeff are always fussing. We're still working on it. I'm praying about it. I'm going to speak positively about it. But really, the Wii can take your house over. It really can. And then the children still don't know no Bible verses. That's sad. They got battles to fight in school too. And they need to be able to say something about Jesus when they need to. And we need to be training them. Amen. I'm not speaking against anything. We need it all. We got to work 40 hours a week. God knows that. But then we got these other hours in the week. And faith and the word of God needs to be a priority. It needs to be a priority. That's why I have been asking everyone to memorize a verse a week. Last week we did Genesis 1:1. This week, John 3:16. That's easy stuff. It'll get a little harder. I'm trying to break you in. Amen. Well, praise God. But this is my point is that if faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and you need to have yourself fully armed, and you don't spend any time with God except for on Sunday here, that's a problem. I can't do everything here. You have to be vested in this thing. If you get a new job, they make you do trainings. They make you do it because they want you to be immersed in it. They try to take your whole life over when you get a job, right? Because they want you to be good at it. Well, God wants you to be good at being a Christian. Amen. He wants you to be good at it. You got to practice this thing. Amen. Be good at it. Get into it. Find a devotional that works for you. Listen to some stations that uplift you. I love music. Don't get me wrong. I can roll with all of it. I'm going to tell you a secret. I love electric guitar. Love it. The sound of it, it just does something for me. I don't know what it is. And if Saya want to play the guitar too, I'm going to be a mess. If she ever learned, I'm going to be a mess. I love the sound of that rock sound. And a lot of the Christian artists, they have it, so I hear it. Now, I don't listen to nothing crazy. No Kiss, no tongues flying, all of, none of that. What I'm saying is that I really like that sound, and it's great. And I listen to all kinds of jazz. I love jazz, all of that. But the most thing that I immerse myself with is music that's uplifting, because I need my spirit to be uplifted. And I need a song on my heart all day. And it needs to be something that is going to point me towards heaven. Amen. I like Luther too. I do. He sang beautiful love songs. I'm not saying I wouldn't listen to that with Jeff, but I can't listen to it all day, every day. I have to listen to something that has to do with Jesus. Amen. I have to. Amen. It's just because I'm trying to build up my spirit and I'm trying to be good at this. I want people to be like, wow, I want to be saved because that lady right there, she got something. You know, you got to be packed. You know what I'm saying? Full of power. You just got to be packed up. Doesn't everyone love to see a soldier that's just all packed up right with the uniform? All, I mean, just looking sharp. I mean, what the... I mean, that'd do something for me. I love that. I love when I see a soldier, male or female, all decked out, everything all tight and right. You know what I mean? And you see them, they look like they're ready for battle. You know what I'm saying? They got it. You know they do. You know they've been in training. You know it. You can just look at them and tell. You can tell the way they talk. You can tell. They're ready. If the President of the United States said, go to war today, they're ready. No hesitation, and full of faith. They believe in what they're doing, and they'll go wherever the commander-in-chief tell them to go. And they're going to do an excellent job. Aren't they? That's the same thing with us. We want to be packed and ready, just ready, looking like we got a sense of purpose in life, full of faith and full of power. Amen? So your day must be full of faith, and it must be full of power, packed full. And why? The second point is, every day, Satan has plans for you. He thinks about it, how he can trip you up. He has plans for you, so you better have some for him. Nobody goes to war without plans. Before the soldier, if they get a chance to go to sleep the night before, they know what's going on tomorrow as far as what they think they might have to do. They know. How do we know Satan has plans for our day? Because it tells us, it says, we have to be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. So he's coming. He's working on something. He's cooking up something that he's going to try to destroy your day. Try to, mind you. Now, I said try because he's not going to work. It's not going to work. But he has plans. And even though you may not have a full understanding of your day, one thing you have to do is you have to be enough on the offensive to have enough wherewithal to start your day out knowing and understanding that he has plans for your day. That's all you need to do. You don't need to concentrate on it, but you just need to be fully aware that you need to be packed up and ready for whatever might come that day. You can't do it worrying. That won't work. You can't be fearful. We already know that won't work. We talked about fear for weeks now. None of that's going to work. None of it. But being full of faith, being a person that has all their armor. In another verse, and also being prayerful, let me read verse 17 after that. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Of course, we know this. And praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're packed up. We're prayerful. We're full of faith, and we're ready. We're living the lifestyle. We're not dipping in and out. We make it from Sunday to Sunday. We don't fall apart by Wednesday. We make it. Right, TJ? We're obedient all week until we get back on Sunday. So glad to see you this Sunday. Amen. All week, it's a practice. We don't dip in. We don't give place to the devil. Your day must be full of faith and power. And every day, though Satan may have plans for you, you must make plans to be successful in your day. It says, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this present world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We live in this world. And right now, the Lord is allowing for Satan to take up residence in the earth. He does have kingdoms set up, but we can defeat him. But you must be aware that this is not a game. The little bit that you've seen on TV from Hollywood isn't even anywhere near what hell is really like. It's not fun. It's not sticking fangs in your mouth and running around pretending to scare everybody. It's way worse than that. We are fighting against someone who would like nothing more than to snatch every last one of us. But he can't have us because we are full of faith and we are full of power. There are principalities, there are powers, there are rulers in darkness. There is spiritual wickedness in high places. That's a tough one to swallow. There are people whose life work is to mess with people like us. They get up early in the morning and start chanting. I'm telling you the truth. See, while we're sleeping good, and I'm not a morning person, I'm going to tell you. This is a battle for me. Jesus is still working on me. I pray. But that early in the morning thing, that's a rough one for me. But let me tell you something. There's people who are dedicated to getting up in the middle of the night to try to destroy Christians' days. They don't miss a night. There are people who fast like nobody's business to try to get their buddy Satan to do stuff to you in a day. Professional witches. We got to fight. It's not a joke. These people work right next to you. They're smiling in your face. They're teaching your children. You better fight. I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Fight for your children. Fight for your families. When you see somebody going down the wrong way, fight. Don't say, oh, well. Fight. Pray. Read. Grab them by the hand. Take hold of the person and be very sure to be what they need you to be in their lives in the name of Jesus. Fight! You must fight. Above all, it says, above all, you need this shield of faith. You need it like nobody's business. You need it because this world is a tough place to live in. You need it because we have to live by it. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. You will not be able to do this thing without being very sure of who God is in your life and living it out every single day. We believe God for everything that's going on, even in this congregation. We proclaim it today. Amen. Think of your situation, whatever it is. Do you have the faith? Do you have it? Do you believe that there is power? Because you got the faith. You got it? The faith. But do you believe there's power? We got the faith. Whose power are we living under? Jesus. We have the faith. And there is power. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. You have the faith. And you have the power because you have Jesus. You have everything that you need. What is that song? It says, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to quench the fire, everything. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You have faith and you have the power to do it because of Jesus living on the inside of you. We are going to believe God for everything that's going on in everybody's life today. I'm focusing on right now, but I know we got on Michael. I don't care what the doctor have to say. Just like his wife says, guess what? It's going to work out in the name of Jesus by faith. Hallelujah. The power of God we proclaim to be upon you. Put your hands back to him and say, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. You are whole. We believe it in faith by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We believe God today because we have faith and we know that by the power of Jesus, it's going to work out. Amen. Financial trouble in the name of Jesus, by faith and by the power of the blood of Jesus. He died on the cross for it. There's no way. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. Even if right now you don't have a dime. Hallelujah. That's not the word, though, that you don't have a dime. Hallelujah. The word says that there's cattle on a thousand hills. That's what the word says. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about how that if I had faith, hallelujah, the size of the grain of mustard seed, hallelujah, if there's a mountain in my life, hallelujah, Jesus can move it. Hallelujah. Physically move it. Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to talk about. Hallelujah. If the doctor diagnosed me with something, I'm not saying not to go to the doctor, but all the while, hallelujah, while they're running all that tests, I'm believing, hallelujah, that there's a report coming that's different from the report of the doctor. And that report says I can't find it nowhere. I thought I saw it over there, but now it's gone. Hallelujah. I thought, hallelujah, that I saw something that wasn't right. Hallelujah. I took blood tests and it said this, but now it's normal. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I'm talking about children. Hallelujah. Don't look like they're going to do right. But I'm going to look at my child and I'm going to say, you know what? You disobedient right now. But I claim obedience over you right now. I say you're obedient in the name of Jesus. I say you're a great woman of God. I say you're a great man of God. I say you're going to grow up to be somebody. I say it right now. I don't care what you do. Do what you got to do. But Jesus is on you. The blood of Jesus is on you. Devil can't touch you. Hallelujah. Not here. Not now. Not ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a sane mind. I'm not crazy. I got Jesus on my mind. Hallelujah. I got a single mind. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. I'm sane. Hallelujah. I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to worship him. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. I got faith. I got power. I can live this life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God didn't make no dummies. Hallelujah. Smart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Every test you need to take, you're going to pass it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every race that you got to run.